Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Sweden launched a groundbreaking new law this week that allows grandparents to step in and get paid parental leave while taking care of their own grandchildren. You can do it for up to 3 months of a child's first year. And under this new legislation, parents are going to be able to transfer some of their fairly generous parental leave by comparison to other EU countries. They'll be able to transfer that parental leave allowance to the child's grandparents. So the parent couple can, you can transfer it to a maximum of 45 days to others, while a single parent can transfer 90 days. According to the Social Insurance Agency. And I'm wondering how people feel about this. Do you think it's a good idea? Is it something that we should consider here in Ireland, or maybe some mechanism, some initiative that's somewhat similar to what they're doing in the Scandinavian countries? I'm kind of puzzled about how this would work logistically myself. I don't have very strong feelings on it either way, so I'm here to be convinced today. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp. Paul is with us though in Dublin. Paul, I believe you're a grandparent of five. What are your thoughts on this grand parental leave?
Yeah, I know Sweden is a very progressive country, and they've had kind of good laws on parental leave for a long time now. But our grandkids, it's just what you do. You know, you help your kind of children to go and do that thing that they want to do, work or courses, so that they can do that. You can mind the kids for them, or collect them from school, or take them training, practices, take them overnight, whatever it is. It's just what you do as a grandparent. And whereas I think obviously the rule itself in Sweden isn't generally a bad idea. I think this morning there was talk of just paid grandparent leave, and I just wouldn't, that wouldn't be for me. I wouldn't even dawn on me to think about taking a payment for my grandchildren.
Okay, so if it was a case that it was just like a flat levy, you know, for any grandparents, you'd have no interest in signing up for that, Paul?
No.
Would you
not? No, no, no. No, I wouldn't, no.
And even if you were doing the work?
Yeah, well, it's just, again, it's what I get back to. It's as a grandparent, to me, it's what you do as a grandparent. You help your family.
Though? Like, I often wonder that, you know, is there just that kind of, you know, expectation that your mum or dad, granny and granddad will step in?
Yeah, well, sometimes there is a bit of that, but I think like our situation, myself and my wife, we met young, and we were both working, and we had obviously needed a bit of help with the kids, and in particular, my mother-in-law really stepped in, and she with our kids and her other grandkids, so that we could do and go to work and earn a living and that. And so, it's kind of what you do. And I'm paying that back as well. We're doing the same thing, you know.
And
so
how often?
For me, personally.
I mentioned you five, is that right? Five grandchildren,
yeah,
Paul?
Five grandkids, yeah.
And what age groups, roughly?
We're going from 20 down to almost 1 year old.
Right, Twist. It's a fairly vast age group. Yeah, and how frequently would you mind them?
Well, we have we have a couple of grandkids come for a few hours of the weekend, say on a Saturday. So my son and our daughter-in-law can work as well. And sometimes we have them overnight if they're going somewhere. I would have a grandson that I pretty much, since he's just finished primary school, and pretty much since the start, I've been collecting him from school, bringing him here, doing homework with him, taking him playing, that kind of stuff. But again, while his parents, step parents, can go to work and do other things, you know. So it's been all five of them kind of doing things for them, you know.
Yeah, but if there was a payment, you wouldn't take it. What about you, Claire? Broadcaster Claire Ronan is with me on the line as well, Claire, because I know you recently, fairly recently, became a grandmother for the first time. Do you think we need some form of payment?
I think it's a brilliant idea. And whereas I know exactly where Paul is coming from, and I'd probably be a bit of the same school as him, you know, delighted to collect him from school and stuff like that. But a lot of grandparents are still working now, because people are working till an older age. And this is a position where, you know, if you were both working, still working, and you wanted to help out your children with their children, you can take the 45 days parental leave and get paid. And say your parents were away, I was just reading some of the articles and some discussions with the grandparents, say they lived away, then they can come and stay and mind the grandchildren. This is more of that type of an arrangement, because the first year of a baby's life is a lot of work, you know, and if there is a parental leave going, I think it's a brilliant idea that the parents take 3 months. The role of a grandparent, I mean, Paul, you can hear the pride and love in his voice when he's talking about his grandson. And I mean, I just look at my grandson and I just melt, you know. And if he said to me, listen, do you want to go out to dinner in Buckingham Palace on the first day at home with my baby? No, okay, maybe I would like to go to Buckingham Palace. But, you know, I just, for me, they're coming home this weekend. We live in Sligo and they live in Dublin and I just can't wait. I couldn't be doing anything I enjoy more. For the first 3 months of his life, I did spend a lot more time just helping out in Dublin, you know, and it was a privilege. I often think you're so lucky if you become a grandparent. And this is another way of keeping the family bond stronger. Andrea, my eldest is 32, and the difference for nowadays with maternity leave and all of these things, in fairness to the Irish government that they've brought in, we went back to work at 11 weeks. It didn't matter whether you were still feeding your baby or not feeding your baby. You went back to work at 11 weeks. And that's a very early time.
Yes, obviously it's come on in, you know, in huge amounts for sure. But I suppose when we look at other Scandinavian countries and what they're doing, like they've paid parental leave for dads, not just mum and mums and right up for quite a long period as well. You think then we should have something like this, Claire? We should have this ability to transfer the parental leave to grandparents?
Yes, I think it's a brilliant idea, but I think we've a lot more to do in the meantime. But just societally, like if you look at society, I look at now compared to 32 years ago, even going to the school, you know, when I passed the local national school, in my day it was all, you know, it was a lot of women who were not working from home. They were collecting their children. And as the years went on, you could see more men doing it. But the difference in fathers now compared to 32 years ago is quite vast. They're much more involved and it's working. It's strengthening the bonds of family. And this is just another step where parents, grandparents could take a chance to go back and spend 45 days. So it would be exhausting with a new baby, a baby under a year old.
What about you, Margaret? Margaret's in Longford. Do you think this approach would work in Ireland, Margaret?
Well, I don't know. It just depends how you look at it. You see, to get a chance to mind your grandkids is absolutely brilliant. But as for your employer, like if parents are getting leave, if grandparents are getting leave, how does the employer run his business? Do you know?
Yeah, I know that's the part I'm sort of a little puzzled by the logistics
I'd be
of this.
Puzzled. Yeah. And I mean, I think a child went from a baby to 2 years of age, it needs its mother and its grandmother to help, of course, but its mother is the most important thing in that child's life.
Right.
Most children go to school at four, so you've only got 4 years, then go back to work and let grandparents help out and do whatever, you know?
Right.
You can't take back them years, never.
I suppose it just depends on circumstances too, though, doesn't it? You know, with income to the house and...
Yeah, but I would have lived in very poor times and very hard times, but I always managed.
Okay.
Material things would mean nothing.
What about you? What about you, Daniel? Do you think this would work here?
Parental leave in principle is a great idea. But I'd just like to make one point, and that is that the benefit has to be pay-related. And if you have somebody on a relatively low salary, that they come out okay on the parental leave. They don't lose much or, you know, they might lose nothing. But there's a lot of women now in more senior positions, and that's really encouraged women into, you know, good jobs. And that's the way the world is now. And these women are heavily disadvantaged when they have a child and they go on parental leave and they just get a couple of hundred euro a week or whatever it is. And unless they work for a company that's generous enough to pay them the difference, which many don't, you know, they are really disadvantaged. And yet though, your social welfare contributions are directly in relation to your pay all the way. There used to be a cap at about 70 grand and that was removed during the austerity measures back in 2010 or 11. And so now you're paying social welfare on every penny you earn, but there's absolutely no link between what you pay in social welfare and what you get in benefits. Mm. And that hits on the maternity leave.
Okay, so you think that might be a starting point?
I think it's absolutely essential for fairness. If you're paying in like 4% of your salary and you know, into social welfare every month, but your benefit is capped at a very low number relative to your salary. I mean, a lot of women, they look at the whole cost of going, you know, having a baby, and if they're in a good job, they say, God, I'm losing so much, you know. It's a big disincentive. And you can see the numbers, like, that higher earning women have far fewer children. And that could be a factor. Right. The very, very people you want, successful women who've done very well, you assume are intelligent and hardworking and good people, and they're the sort of people you want to see having children and rearing them up. They're the ones who don't have them.
Caroline Reedy is with us as well, Daniel. Caroline is from the HR suite. She's a HR and employment law expert. To Daniel's suggestion, first of all, Caroline, like, is something like that feasible?
I think we have to kind of facilitate the fact that this is giving people more options. Like all of the legislation that has come in recent years, people are screaming out for more family leave in general and having it on a statutory footing. So it gives them more flexibility and gives them more choice. So now people automatically can request paternity leave and parental leave, carers leave. There's such a vast amount of family orientated leave now. And to me, this is another layer to meet the changing workforce and the structure of the fact that people are working longer, yet they want to balance working longer and not giving up maybe their financial income and their independence of working longer with the fact they want to help out with their family needs, grandparenting, etc. So I think giving this as an option and as a choice will mean it gives people the opportunity to stay in the workforce longer. It facilitates parents who may need the help, because again, it's a lot of this is life choice as well as everything else. And each of your listeners have very valid points and arguments which show the vast array of decisions people have to make linked to this. But I think introducing something like this will give people another layer of option. And I think that's really positive, especially in light with the fact people are looking for more flexibility more support.
The thing is, usually when we look to the Scandinavian countries and what they're doing, and particularly around maternity and paternal or paternity leave, it's often cited that, you know, in order to do X or Y, we would have to increase taxes, or we'd have to change, you know, something around the tax bands to facilitate the cost, to make it feasible to do this. In this instance, though, what they're doing, Caroline, in Sweden, is that they're actually just allowing parents to transfer effectively the parental leave to the grandparents. So if you're to look at it from that perspective, there really wouldn't be a cost to the state then, would there?
No, there wouldn't, because ultimately that's exactly what they're proposing. And I think that's definitely a step in the right direction, because they've obviously, to up to 3 months, you know, they're looking at quite an extended period of time. And I think logistically, because it's been done via social welfare, that makes sense. So I think it's definitely something that could be looked at. But I think for a lot of people as well, the option now to get reduced, you know, requesting flexible working hours, people who have family and caring responsibilities already now have that option here in Ireland. So even though the payment piece mightn't be part of our structure currently, we're definitely seeing that we're moving much more towards offering more family leave benefits to parents. And I think the addition of grandparents is nothing but a good thing.
Yeah, the grand parental leave, as we're calling it. Do you think it'll ever come in here, though, in reality, Caroline?
I think many people, if they looked back, and they would say, we'd have increased the amount of leave we have, with the right to request flexible working if you're have caring and family responsibilities already. That's a huge milestone opportunity for people to even get the opportunity to request that. And we're also seeing that people are speaking with their feet. If people don't get flexibility that suits their lives, they go somewhere else that they can. And I think the layer of having social welfare to support you taking the time out, you know, I think that's an added layer. I know my own mom loves babysitting my three amazing nieces and nephew. And ultimately, I'm sure people would love that opportunity and to have that, you know, legal footing to request it and to get it and to take it, I think will enhance that opportunity for both parents and grandparents to enjoy it as much as having that social piece as well with their grandkids.
Marie in Donegal makes the point. She says, I'd love if I could avail of part of my husband's parental leave entitlement and that he willing, if he's willing to transfer it to me, but current legislation doesn't allow this as we're not employed by the same employer. It's our child, though, that's affected as a result of this law. The parents should be allowed to transfer parental leave regardless of their employer. It's for the child's benefit. The government need to update the legislation for parents. It's unpaid leave currently. Like, that's a fair point, Caroline, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot more creativity around practical measures like the grandparents' leave being transferred, like the parents' leave being transferred, because when people can't take it, as I say, they look for alternatives of, you know, a lot of companies now do term time. They look at, you know, at 3-day weeks, they look at longer shifts. Again, the biggest thing now, other than the expectation that pay will be fair in different employments, is family leave and flexibility. They're the biggest things we hear employees looking to decide. Will they stay where they're working? Can we retain them? Or if they're looking for a new job, that's a really big incentive. So I think that's definitely what your listeners are saying is very much what the population is looking for right now.
This other texter says, I don't really agree with this initiative. My mother-in-law, after each of my three children arrived, many times unannounced and sometimes with a friend, just after I gave birth, expecting tea and treats and holding the new baby. She's on voluntary disability, and if ever asked to help, then the favour was expected to get returned, which just made work for more work for me. I agree with the lady that support the working parents and mums during the difficult early years. Also, why can't there be teenager childcare courses or camps with teenagers leading with adult supervision? Give parents a support, says this listener. 087 1400 106. As always, that's the WhatsApp number if you want to get in touch. Caroline Reedy, broadcaster Claire Ronan, Paul and Margaret and Daniel, thanks a million to you all for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.